want to ask you to continue to keep Sister Betty Melvin in prayer. Her sister has transitioned on to God's glory on today, so we want to always keep her in prayer. Give her a call if you have to, Sister Betty Melvin. You have our prayers and our deep sympathy in your time of bereavement. On tonight, I want to deal with how to deal with difficult people. This is Lent season, and we're trying to give up some things so that we'll be a better version of us and a better version of what God want us to be. So I want to talk about how to deal with difficult people. And our main verses is going to be Daniel chapter 1, verses 8 through 16. Daniel chapter 1, verses 8 through 16. How to deal with difficult people. Let us read Daniel 1, verses 8 through 16. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's delicacies, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the chief of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Now God had brought Daniel into the favor and goodwill of the chief of the eunuchs. And the chief of the eunuchs said to Daniel, I fear my lord the king, who has appointed your food and drink. For why should he see your faces looking worse than the young men who are your age? Then you would endanger my head before the king. So Daniel said to the steward whom the chief of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, please test your servants for 10 days. Let them give us vegetables to eat and water to drink. Then let our appearance be examined before you, and the appearance of the young men who eat the portion of the king's delicacy, and as you see fit, so deal with your servants. So he considered with them in this matter and tested them 10 days. And at the end of 10 days, their features appeared better and fatter in flesh than all the young men who ate the portions of the king's delicacy. Thus the stewards took away their portion of delicacies and the wine that they were to drink and gave them vegetables. How to deal with difficult people. No matter who you are, how long you have been in church, and how long you have been the patriarch, a matriarch of your family. No matter who you are, there are some people that are difficult to deal with. We find these type of people, they could be at the workplace. These type of people can be in our families. And they can even be in our churches. Even in organizations. These people can be critical, mocking, annoying, negative, and conniving. A few bad apples, hear me good, can bring a large sum of stress to you. A few bad apples can bring a large sum of stress. Because some people will go out of their way to make it difficult for you to get anything done. You don't believe me? That they are like roadblocks to peace or effectiveness. I don't care if it's in your family. There's somebody in your family that is always difficult for you to work with. Somebody on someone on your job or on your workplace that no matter how much work you do, it's still always difficult to work with them. You pray to God. You're serving in the ministries of God. And all of a sudden, the very same ones in that ministry that are serving God as well are the very ones that can be the most difficult to work with. Oh, you teaching, Pastor. So the thing I need to ask you tonight is, do you find yourself dealing with difficult people on a daily basis? Do you find yourself dealing with difficult people on a daily basis. How do you deal with difficult people? Let me help you. Because difficult people can be people close to you. People sleeping next to you. You still love them, but they can be difficult to work with. Difficult to deal with. But you still love them. That sister, that brother, that aunt, that uncle. Some people are just difficult to deal with. This Bible lesson is going to give us some insight and some ways on how to handle difficult people by using Daniel as an example. First thing you need to do when you're having to deal with difficult people is you need to keep God's standards even in hostile settings. Let me say that again. Keep God's standards even when you are in hostile settings. When King Nebuchadnezzar defeated Israel in a war, Daniel was a young man that was selected for a lifetime service in the court of his country's conqueror. The king chose the young men who were without any physical defect. Young men who were handsome and showed aptitude for everything of learning to serve in the king's palace. And Daniel has to work with these people in this hostile setting. While many of us, you have the option of leaving a situation, quitting a ministry, quitting something that you love and serving God, quitting something that you find passion in doing, quitting a job and finding another job. I need you to first consider some lessons you can learn from Daniel before you quit too soon. Daniel worked with people he could not escape. Let me say that again. Daniel worked with people he could not escape. I don't care who you are. Sometimes the enemy is not the people you're dealing with. It's the enemy. But the enemy can make the people be difficult for you. And there are some people that you have to work with that you cannot escape. If you're on some ministries and some organizations, you're going to have to learn how to work with people that are difficult. You can't escape not working with your sister or your brother at the family reunion or some things that you all have to plan. Even if you're not getting along, you can't escape not having to work with them. Daniel decided that no matter how hostile the setting, that he would always keep God's standards. What is God's standards? That means having good integrity and character in everything that you do. Do it through the love of Christ in your heart. Daniel and his friends decided to forego the lavish and the delicate food at the king's table. But instead, they ate the kind of food that God advised them in their religion and faith. So his decision to put God first caused him in the short term, but it proved to be a blessing in the long term because he showed his integrity and his character under trial. Daniel's course was a set by knowing and following God. If you're going to deal with difficult people on your job, in your family, in church, all you need to do, first of all, is know and follow God. Question I have for you tonight is, do you keep God's standard when you find yourself in a hostile city? Do you keep God's standards when you find yourself in a hostile city? How do you react when you look like you're in a difficult situation or hostile setting that's not absorbing of what you was picturing it to be? So first, you need to keep God's standards, even in hostile settings. Next, you need to contribute excellent work no matter the task. No matter how hostile and difficult it is, you need to know that you're working for the Lord. Even if you're on your job or if you're at your family reunion, whatever task that is set before you, you need to do it with the love of Christ in your heart. Somebody can say amen. You need to do it with the love of Christ and with the passion of God in your heart so that you can make sure that you are contributing excellent work. See, when it came time for Daniel and his friends to be examined, the king found none equal to the young men dedicated to the Lord. The blessing of the Lord was on everything Daniel and his friends did. These young men, they worked with diligence and discipline, and there was no complaint with the results of their work. Question I need to have for you, are you doing excellent work today? Are you doing excellent work on your job? Are you putting your all in the ministry that you are on in your church? Are you serving God with your all? Are you doing excellent work? Or are you just doing what you can, and when things don't get your way, you don't do everything that you should? You have to do the work. Do you put your all in every task that's set before you? I wonder what it would be like if all I did was didn't read, research, or study, and just got up, said a script, and just started talking. Everything takes time, preparation. And nothing is going to be easy when you're serving God. But God won't put no more on us than we can bear. Do you do what you're doing, hear me good, without complaining or fussing? See, if I'm working for God or whatever I am on my job or in my family, if I'm dealing and helping grandmama, helping Uncle Joe, and my other siblings are not helping, it's no use of me helping Uncle Joe or my grandmama because I'm complaining and fussing that nobody is helping me. Because if I'm complaining and fussing, I'm not doing it for the glory of God. I'm angry. I'm frustrated. And what happens, your body language shows beyond what you say. It'd be just like myself or other preachers behind the pulpit. Instead of preaching, we fussing. Who wants to come and hear a pastor fussing? You want to hear the word. And the word has to come out with love and affection. So do you do your work on your job, at your workplace, in your home, at church, without complaining or fussing? Now, we all human. It happens. But that's why you have to be like Daniel and stay in prayer with the Lord, so that you won't be complaining and fussing about everything that's going on around you. And here's the next one. Whatever you do, you're going to deal with difficult people. Don't relax your standards to please other people. Let me say that again. Don't relax your standards to please other people. Turn with me to Daniel chapter 6, verse number 4. Daniel chapter 6, verse number 4. Here's what it says. So the governors and the satraps sought to find some charge against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could not find no charge of fault because he was faithful, nor was there any error of fault found in him. Daniel consistently outperformed everyone around him. Every task that was set before him, he did it with love and diligence and with discipline, leading to some seriously jealous co-workers who wanted him to fail. Watch this. He faced lies, He faced backstabbing, but he chose to put excellence and integrity first. He could have lowered his standards, said, I ain't doing this. He could have chosen easier path, gave in to the politics, and followed along with those others just to get along. Go along just to get along. But Daniel stay up firm on his belief that whatever he do, he doing it for the glory of God. Daniel fell firm on believing that he is a workman approved unto God. And many times we relax our standards. Y'all hear me? We relax our standards to try to please others because we're afraid of feelings getting hurt. We're afraid of facing conflict and confrontation. But when God has something in you, you got to know that if God be with me, it's better than the world that is against me. And you cannot compromise your standards of God for people's choice. Because people will love you today and crucify you tomorrow. People will shout your praises today, Hosanna, and put you on the cross tomorrow. People are smiling in your face today and stab you in the back tomorrow. Your co-worker will smile and say how good of a job you doing and go straight to your supervisor and tell you what you're not doing. You better be careful when you're trying to please folks and make sure that whatever you do, you're pleasing God. Question I need to ask you tonight. Have you ever found yourself compromising your standards to get along with others and be accepted by others? Have you ever found yourself compromising your standards to get along with or be accepted by others? Then the next one when we through tonight is one of the most difficult ones. You got to learn if you're dealing how to deal with difficult folks. You got to learn no matter how difficult they are. You got to still help those around you, even those who conspire against you. Let me say that again. You got to still learn to help those around you, even those who conspire against you. Now, this one here is not easy to do. I know you've been praying, you've been in church all of your life, you're an officer in the church. This one here is not easy to do. One must truly be anchored in the Lord to help the very ones who are always trying to do you harm. These leaders in Babylon, they conspired to have Daniel thrown in the lion's den. But here it is. They forgot in some chapters earlier that it was Daniel who saved all of their lives when they could not interpret a dream for the king. They forgot it was Daniel who prayed to God for the answers and the king and sought and saved everyone because he could interpret the dream. Many times people forget all of the stuff you did for them. But you need to make sure you still treat them the way you want to be treated. Some folk that done borrow some money for you, they see you now and they done forgot what you did for them and they still treat you like you nobody. Oh, I'm speaking to somebody. Some people will forget that when you were by their bedside and then when you needed them by your bedside, they wasn't nowhere to be found. There are some folk that they won't even say thank you, but you don't work just so folk can tell you thank you. You work so God at the end of the day can say, well done, my good and faithful servant. You was faithful over a few things. Just because folks forgot about what you did, God still remembers. God still remembers the love you have in your heart. God still remember how you turned the other cheek. God still remember how you cried for somebody else and prayed for somebody else, even when you were struggling your own self. God still remember when you gave somebody a dime and you didn't really have a nickel. God still remember when you was tired, but you still got up to help somebody. Come on, somebody. God remember even when they didn't. And as I conclude tonight, difficult people are just a reality of life. We dealing in some difficult times, a difficult administration, difficult congressmen, difficult church folks, difficult family members, difficult co-workers, whether it's in your own family, workplace, or church, difficult people are a reality of life. But as we confront challenging people, we need to do it with God's perspective. We need to differentiate our feelings about how others behave, but look at how we respond. That's why Jesus says in John chapter 13, verse 34 and 35, a new command I give you. Love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. Jesus did not say people will be easy to love. Jesus did not even say that they will receive your love well. But all he tells us as I end tonight, my brothers and sisters, is you still offer your love. And that how we treat others is a sign of our relationship with God. God bless you. God make his face to shine upon you. God be gracious unto you. And as you leave, remember, I'm learning how to deal with difficult people because I have the love of God in my heart. Go in peace. May the peace of God go with you.
Thank you.